The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the scripts. And tonight, the winner is Rebecca Bennett of Indianapolis, Indiana, for her play Spotlight on Grandma, starring Gene Herschold as Dr. Christian, with Janet Waldo in the role of Judy Price. Great days for you outdoor girls, busy from morning till night getting a glorious tan from golf, tennis, and swimming. Good fun and health recreation, to be sure. And also an easy way to get dried out, lifeless, hard to manage hair. So guard against the inroads of sun and wind. Keep your hair soft, silky, alive with gleaming luster. It's simple. Give your hair extra care, the Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment. Just three easy steps. One, before shampooing, massage your scalp briskly with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Two, wrap a piping hot towel around your head and steam it several minutes. Then, wash your hair. Three, after the shampoo, brush on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. That's all. Yet this simple Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment effectively checks dry scalp, helps keep your hair silken soft, shimmering with natural highlights. Try it and see your hair at its loveliest. Beautiful, attractive, easy to arrange. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic and begin these glamour treatments now. Yes, tonight. Now to turn the spotlight on Grandma. The story opens on the front porch of the Forbes home on a summer evening. Dr. Christian and Judy are passing when...
Good evening, Doctor. Miss Judy?
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Benson.
Hello, Mrs. Benson. Warm, isn't it?
Hot, you mean. Won't you come in and sit a while?
Don't mind if I do. Your porch looks inviting.
It certainly does.
Take your choice, the swing or a rocker.
Thanks. I'll take this big rocker.
And I the swing. My, it's nice and cool here. You certainly have a lovely home, Mrs. Benson.
Tis nice. Harry Forbes has done right well. Suppose I'm lucky to have a son-in-law like him to give me a home all these years.
Oh, I'd hardly say it was a gift.
I should say not. The way you've worked bringing up his children after their mother died.
They're my daughter's children, too. It was my duty.
You sound tired. Not ill, I hope.
No, just tired. Seems like there's no end to the work just trying to keep a place like this straight. Never did get my spring house cleaning done, what with no help these days.
Well, don't the children help you?
Them? All they do is clutter things up, and Harry's no better with his papers and cigar ashes all over everything. Some days seems like my back'll break.
You ought to take things easy at your age.
Oh, I'm pert enough. I'm just a bit put out this evening, with supper all ready, and not one of them home yet.
Where are they?
How do I know? They never tell me nothing. Just come and go as they please, and expect me to have everything ready for them when they want it. I'm just a hired girl around here, except I don't get paid.
Why don't you tell Harry you want a little money you can call your own? He probably hasn't thought of it.
Hasn't thought is right. They don't any of them give me a thought. That's what riles me. Oh, not that I need anything. I ain't important.
Oh, I don't think it's that.
They don't pay no attention to me unless it's something that ain't ready to hand them when they want it. They're all so busy with their own affairs, they can't be bothered talking to an old woman like me. Suppose I am an old fogey to the youngsters nowadays, but I do get downright lonesome sometimes.
Of course you do. It's a shame.
Oh, here comes Harry now.
Oh, hello. Why, it's Dr. Christian and Judy.
Hello, Mr.
Good
Forbes.
Good to see you. Hello, Mom.
We just stopped in a moment to chat with your mother-in-law.
Sure, it's hot.
Supper's on the back of the stove, Harry.
Oh, I had a hard day. Couldn't get away on time. Had to stay and see a man on business. Kids home yet?
No, but you might as well eat.
Oh, wait a while. Oh, it's cool out here.
Well, the paper at last. That boy's like our young ones. Always late.
Let me get it for you, Mrs. Benson.
Here.
Thanks, Doctor. It used to men folks being polite like that. Want the paper, Harry?
No, I'll talk to the doctor.
Well, if you ain't going in to eat, guess it ain't too dark for me to read a spell.
All right, so long, guys. See you after supper. Hello, Pop.
Hello, son.
Supper ready, Grandma?
It's been ready an hour.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Judy.
Hello, Junior.
Somebody sick?
No, we just happened to be passing.
Oh, swell. Welcome to our dump. Oh, gee, I got to hurry and eat. I got a date tonight. Huh, are my clean shirts ironed, Grandma?
They are, as usual. But can't you wait for the girls so I won't have to warm things up but once?
Well, they're coming now. Hey, Pat, Sally, where the heck you been strolling along as if we had all night?
I don't see that that concerns you, Smarty.
I was just over to Brown's. Golly, I'm hungry.
I see by the paper where Ezra Higginbottom passed away.
You know, Doctor, it's getting so a man has to give all his time to business if he keeps afloat.
No, I suppose that's true, but after
what
all...
What a pretty dress you have on, Sally.
This old homemade thing?
Land sakes. Says he died a millionaire.
What was that, Mrs. Benson? Who?
Ezra Higginbottom.
Grandma, I ripped my blouse at tennis this afternoon. Fix it for me tonight, will you?
Mm-hmm. My, I recollect Ez Higginbottom when he was just a lumberjack in a logging camp.
Gosh sakes, when are we going to eat?
Oh, we'll run along.
Oh, no, Doc. What's the hurry? Might as well stay for supper.
Fact is, he was an old beau of mine. Sort of.
What were you saying, Mrs. Benson?
Come on, sis. We haven't got much time. We're going to get to that jivaree tonight.
I say.
Goodness, I will have to hurry. I got to wash and dress.
Ez Higginbottom. I reckon he was dead long ago. Says he...
Patty, don't you dare use my bubble bath.
88, says he was. My.
Now, don't you move, Doctor. You're staying for supper, both of you.
Oh, but really,
won't be but a minute. Soon as I freshen up.
Harry, I see by the paper that Ezra Higgins...
Now, don't you go away, folks.
What did you say, Mrs. Benson?
Oh, never mind. Nothing's important.
Grandma, have we got any sugar?
Oh, land of goodness. They can't see things right under their noses if I don't point to them. I have to go in and set out supper.
Maybe it would be better if you didn't.
Hmm? How's that?
Well, it seems to me it would be good for them if you took a vacation. Let them shift for themselves a while.
Vacation? Me? Why, I ain't been any place for years.
Oh, you ought to go somewhere and take a good long rest.
Where to go? I haven't any folks except these here. Good gracious! What now?
Ma! Come in and help these kids before they wreck the place.
Coming!
Tell Harry thanks for the invitation, but we really can't stay.
Oh, goodbye, Mrs. Benson.
Oh, goodbye.
Ma!
Yes, I'm coming.
Oh, poor Grandma. She seems indispensable.
Well, it's no laughing matter. She does everything for them, and they don't even pay her the common courtesy of listening when she speaks.
Well, it would serve them right if she did take a vacation.
Is the doctor in?
Why, yes. What's the matter, Mr. Forbes? One of the children ill?
No, it's Ma. Oh, there you are, Dr. Christian.
Mrs. Benson sick, did you say?
No, not sick, I hope. I don't know.
Oh, now be calm, Harry. Be calm. Tell me what's happened.
Well, we don't know. She's gone. She just isn't there.
You mean your mother-in-law?
She's disappeared.
But didn't she say where she was going?
No, not a word. At least we didn't hear her say. But where would she go? She hasn't any relatives to visit.
When did this happen? You were just there last night.
I know. Everything was all right last night. This morning I got up, breakfast wasn't ready, not even started. The children came down. We looked everywhere and she was gone.
Well, maybe she went to market
early.
Oh,
no. We've asked everywhere. Oh, Doctor, you've got to give me something. My head's splitting.
Give Mr. Forbes a sedative duty for his nerves. Then we'd better notify the police.
The police? We think something's happened to her?
I hardly think so, but they'll help us find her.
Here, Mr. Forbes, drink this.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Now, you go on home and get some rest. Maybe she's there by now. I'll drop in at police headquarters and report it. Then I'll come over and see what I can do.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. I knew you'd help. I don't know what we'd do if anything happened.
Well, it looks like she's taken our advice, Doctor.
Yes, but I didn't mean for her to go without telling them. Besides, she said she had no place to go and no money.
Oh, she's thought of some place, and it serves them right to get a good scare.
Yes, but frankly, Judy, I'm a little worried.
Oh, I'm not. She was really angry last night when they wouldn't let her tell them about that old man dying. Who was it? Someone she used to know, I gathered.
Well, let's see. It was in last night's paper. Here it is. Higginbottom will probated. Estate left to former sweetheart. The will of Ezra J. Higginbottom, wealthy pioneer lumberman, aged 88, who died at his palatial residence on Lakeshore Drive, Chicago, last week, was probated today. Higginbottom, a bachelor, left his entire estate valued at more than $1 million to Marie Monet, A former sweetheart.
Oh, go on. That sounds romantic.
It is recalled by old-timers that Miss Monet was a musical comedy star in the gay 90s. Executors of the will have instituted a search for the woman whose present whereabouts are unknown. That's strange.
Mrs. Benson said she knew Mr. Higginbottom when she was young. Dr. Christian, you don't suppose... Well, she couldn't be...
Oh, I could hardly imagine Molly Benson as a gay young actress. The toast of the town, but... Well, I must get over to police headquarters. Suppose you go to the Forbes house and see if she's back. If I don't hear from you, I'll come over.
Shut up, crybaby. Don't you suppose we all want her back?
She never even fixed my blouse last night.
Oh, fix it yourself and stop blubbering, all of you. I'm trying to think.
Oh, here comes Dr. Christian. Maybe he's heard something.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They haven't found her, but I found this on the porch just now.
A note.
Oh, here, let me see.
Is it from her?
Oh, let me see.
Granny.
Oh, be still, all of you, so I can read it. Yes, it looks like her handwriting. I think it'll hang it all. I'm so excited.
Let me read it to you. Dear ones, don't worry about me. I'll be all right if you'll do as I tell you. They're holding me for ransom, but I can't get them the money they demand unless I have the letters Ezra Higginbottom wrote me to prove I'm the woman he willed his fortune to. They're somewhere in the house, but I've forgotten where I put them. Please find them and bring them to the River Road Bridge at midnight tonight. The letters are tight in pink ribbon. Love, Grandma.
Well, what in thunder does that mean?
Who in the world is Ezra Higginbottom?
Well, you would know if you had listened to your grandmother last night.
But then she is Marie Monet.
It looks like it, Judy. Evidently, someone knew where she was and kidnapped her when they read that she had inherited the Higginbottom fortune. But she has to have those letters to prove she really was his sweetheart.
You mean she'll get old Higginbottom's millions?
If you can find those letters and get her back safely.
Then let's start looking for them, for Pete's sake.
Oh, shouldn't we show this note to the police?
I don't think so. Let's just do as she asks us.
Oh, Mrs. Brown! Grandma's been kidnapped! We got a note, Mrs. Brown!
Ah, there goes our secrecy. The whole town will know it now. Well, perhaps it won't matter. Let's find the letters.
To think of Grandma having love letters from a millionaire.
Yeah. I always thought she was something of a square, but golly, she must have been quite a gal.
Well, I never knew anything about her young days. She never talked much.
Maybe you never listened. But you better get started. I suggest you each take a room and search it thoroughly.
Well, they're not in this room. I've gone through this old secretary 3 times. I never saw so much junk to throw out. But no letters tied in pink ribbon.
I cleaned out all the pantry shelves. Some people keep things like that in old jars, you know.
I went through her dresser drawers, and I turned her mattress and felt all over it for lumps.
Where's Junior?
Oh, he's up in the attic searching.
Paper, local area's kidnapped. Read all about it.
Good heavens, the newspapers have got it.
I bet it's on the radio.
Police as yet have unearthed no clues as to the whereabouts of Mrs. Mary Benson, River's End grandmother, kidnapped from her home on Walnut Street sometime last night. It is believed she is being held for ransom by persons knowing her to be the missing Marie Monet, once famous actress and sweetheart of the late Ezra Higginbottom, to whom he willed his $1 million fortune.
I got him, yeah. Here they are, all tied in pink ribbon, like she said. Only the pinks turned kind of yellow.
Oh, Junior, where were they?
In an old trunk in the attic with a lot of funny clothes like these.
Why, that looks like the dresses they wear in the movies, in Western dance hall scenes.
And those are pink tights. Never mind, let's see the letters.
Oh, here they are, a lot of them. The writing's pretty faded.
Listen to this one. My darling Marie. My beautiful. Oh, such spelling. P-R-E-S-H-U-S. Precious sweetheart. I can't sleep for thinking of you. Your silvery voice is ringing in my ears. Your dancing feet trampling on my heart.
Oh, slush.
Oh, my darling, could you be awake thinking of me? If so, unlock your door and I shall hear the click of the key.
Yeah, give me that letter, young lady.
Oh, Papa.
Well, this one starts, "Oh, Mary Marie Molly, darling, what does a name matter? To me, you will always be sweetheart." Oh.
To think of Grandma singing, dancing, being loved like that.
Well, what I don't get is how come she turned the millionaire down and married Grandpa?
Why, you horrible mercenary children. She loved Grandfather more, of course.
I'll bet she gave him up for the sake of her career.
Do you think you ought to read these letters?
No, Judy. The important thing is that they're signed, "You're loving Ezra." Oh, yes. Here's one with his full name. "Your adora, Ezra Higginbottom."
And that ought to do. Now, take him down to the bridge, as she asked.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, Grandma!
Oh,
Grandma!
Wait a minute. Please, don't all talk at once. Oh, let me sit down and catch my breath.
Oh, here, Mother. Now, take an easy chair.
Well, gosh, Grandma, how'd you get away?
I didn't rough it in a lumber camp for nothing. I got that mug they set to guard me into a poker game, and I won his gun. So, here I am.
My, Granny, you're wonderful.
I see you found the letters.
Yes, Grandma. And oh, Grandma, darling, to think of you being a great actress and never telling us. And having such a wonderful, sweet romance.
Yeah, I still don't see why you took Grandpa.
Yeah, if you'd ever seen Ezra Higginbottom, you wouldn't wonder. looks like you've been cleaning house.
Well, we got things sort of torn up, searching, but we'll put it all back in order.
Oh, yes, Grandma, you needn't do a thing. We'll do it all.
Thought that'd be a good way to get the closets and drawers cleaned out.
Here's your slippers, Grandma. Shall I take your shoes off?
Now, that's what I call service.
Well, you may as well get used to it, Ma, now you're embarrassed.
Looks like you're getting company.
Oh, gracious, it's reporters with cameras. Do you want to see them, Mrs. Benson?
Why not? Oh, straighten my hair a bit, will you, Patricia? Oh, and hand me that lace shawl, Junior. I want to make a good appearance in case they want the pictures.
Those
flashlight pictures always make me jump.
Story for a Sunday feature. And would you like a good ghost writer to help you with your memoirs?
Oh,
Mrs.
I represent the Magna Colossal Films. I'd like to offer
you... Well, now, don't sign anything till you talk to me, Miss Monet.
Oh, please, one at a time, gentlemen. Please don't rush me.
I represent Smithers Beauty Products Incorporated, Madame Monet. You, Smithers, and be lovely at 75 is our slogan.
We're shipping you with tasteful scrunchies, ma'am. The breakfast food that baffles the ears. We want your endorsement.
Hold it. Here comes someone else.
Is this the Benson home?
Well, it's my house, but...
I'm Mrs. Benson, young man. What do you wish of me?
Oh, glad to see your home back safe. I'm from headquarters. We just got a wire from the executors of the Higginbottom estate. Thought it would help you to get released.
I didn't need any help.
So I see. Suppose the mob that had you got wise to the truth.
What do you mean?
Well, here, read this wire.
Marie Monet no longer sought. Higginbottom estate insufficient to cover death. Ransom out of question.
Why? Well, that means there isn't any money.
But I thought he was a millionaire.
The paper said the will.
It seems that the will was drawn before 1929. Higginbottom and Company crashed that year. It's too bad.
Tough luck, Mrs. Benson. Oh. I got to get back to my paper.
Well, good night, ma'am. Thanks a lot.
Well, good night.
Sorry to disillusion you, ma'am.
Oh, never mind. At my age, wealth is unimportant. It is enough for me to know that dear Ezra remembered me.
Yes, ma'am. Suppose you could give us a line on those kidnappers?
Oh, really? I'm afraid not. I was so excited.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, ma'am. Good night.
Good night.
Never mind, Grandma. We're glad just to have you back.
You don't need any of old Higginbottom's money. I'll let you have all you want.
Oh, sure, Grandma. We'd rather have you here at home with us, just like it was before.
Oh, Grandma, I was so afraid you'd move to that old mansion in Chicago.
Oh, no, child. Don't take on. You know I wouldn't go away and leave you young'uns for all the money in the world.
Well, you're going to quit working yourself to the bone for us. You're going to take it easy from now on. Now, come on, children. We'll start right now by getting a good supper for Grandma while she rests.
Yes, Papa. But, Grandma, Will you teach me to act like you used to?
Oh, land child, you don't need lessons for that. With your figure.
Oh, come on now, kids.
What are you chuckling about, Doctor?
Oh, I was just thinking what an actress you would have made, Molly Monaghan.
Paul Christian, if you ever breathe a word to them young ones that I never was Marie Monet.
But the letters in the trunk full of theatrical clothes.
That trunk? It was left at Mama's boarding house when some show troupe skipped out without paying their bill.
Oh.
The letters, Ezra did write them to me when I was cooking at the lumber camp where he worked. Oh, the mushy old fool.
But he called you Marie.
Oh, that's just his bum spelling of Mary. And the singing and the dancing he spoke of was done at an amateur jamboree we put on. And I did not unlock my door that night.
Luckily for him, you would probably have greeted him with a rawhide whip. Well, we better go, Judy, so she can rest up after her harrowing experience with the kidnappers.
Get out of here, you old wise guy.
Dr. Christian, she had me completely fooled. How did you know she was really Molly Monaghan?
Oh, I've heard her tell a lot of times about the day she cooked in the lumber camp. I was the only one she ever did tell, I guess. Besides, I happen to know Marie Monet died several years ago.
Did you put her up to giving them that scare?
Oh, no, no, honest, Judy. I only suggested that she take a vacation. It was her own idea to turn the spotlight on Grandma.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. And Judy Price here now to say...
As if midsummer heat weren't enough to plague people, along comes prickly heat. And one of its favorite targets is baby's tender skin. Perhaps you've already discovered it on your baby, believe it. Well, your doctor most likely would advise the same simple treatment used for chafed skin, and that's Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. It makes baby feel comfortable because it does three important things. First, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly soothes the itchy, irritated, or chafed skin. Second, it forms a protective film that helps keep out infection when the skin is broken. Third, it helps to promote healing. You can use Vaseline Petroleum Jelly freely because it's safe, pure, gentle. Doctors say it's equally good for grown-ups, too, when their skin is itchy, chafed, or sunburned. So better keep an extra tube or jar handy for your personal use. And when you buy, remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity.
Thank you, Janet Waldo. And now, here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. The author of tonight's play, Spotlight on Grandma, is Rebecca Bennett of Indianapolis, Indiana. And you've heard several other prize plays from her on this program. Next week, we present The Silver Cup by Charlotte T. Parker of New York City. Listen again next Wednesday evening to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
Men, right now, your hair needs summertime care with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Just a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic daily will supplement the natural scalp oils depleted by sun and wind. Keep your hair really good-looking, truly well-groomed. Tomorrow, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.